Thursday, October 20th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, News 7 WJLA had a long interview, a very detailed interview, with a Virginia delegate, Elizabeth Guzman. She is reintroducing a bill in this upcoming General Assembly, which basically, Harry, would punish parents that do not affirm their LGBTQ child's transgender desires.
Now, the question is, why would it be introduced? Well, there's two reasons. Let me give one now and one at the end. Governor Youngkin's recent directive to the school system that they are never to supersede the parental authority in the lives of children concerning the LGBTQAI+ agenda and issues. And that particularly was focused upon the transgenderism movement. Parental authority and parental responsibility must not be superseded. It must be honored. Communication has to go to the parents. You can't act in the life of the child in isolation from the parents. Well, the response to that has been to resurrect this bill. Now, what this bill says is once a child has made a trans declaration, if the parents do not affirm that, they are liable for felony charges, criminal charges. What would happen to the parents who are deemed, quote, non-affirming? The process would be the teachers to bring in social workers. The social worker would then bring in the police. The police would do investigation, and then if necessary, could take it to trial for either a misdemeanor charge or a criminal charge or an outright felony conviction. There could also be fines. Likely this will affect their employment. Future employers would have access to the documentation of this investigation. So in other words, we have targeted your ability to have a job. So here we see the state making an all-out declaration. We are buying into the sexual revolution of anarchy. What has now been asserted is the state owns the child. The authority of parenting is totally dependent as to whether the state approves your parental oversight in the life of your child. Secondly, affirming your children is now being codified in the law as affirming their sexual desires, their sexual decisions in life. The historic position that we've always known is that parents can love and affirm their child without loving and affirming their behavioral decisions in life in general, and certainly in the area of sexual promiscuity and sexual perversion. What would be declared in the passage of this law, which, by the way, is not yet passed, it has already been attempted twice, and it has not made it to the floor for a debate. Once it was talked about, the second time it was working through committee. The Democrats have said to the sponsors of this law, look, we already have child abuse laws, and so they said we don't need this. Now it's been given traction because of the governor's directive to affirm parental authority supersedes state authority through the public education, except for moments in which life is in jeopardy, which is back to the historical position of limited governing authority in the public schools. And now this is saying, no, no, if the parents do not engage in affirming this sexual revolution upon their child's decision to participate, now the parents are going to be criminalized. And what they're effectively doing is criminalizing not just parenting in this one instance, but they're criminalizing parenting, and they are affirming the ascendancy of the state over the child. This is also clarified what we have said continually on the podcast from a Christian World in Life view. When the state has bought in as a culture shaper, along with journalism and Hollywood and education and corporate America, the state has now bought into it. It brings the power of the police. And that turns you over to the court, not only fines, misdemeanors, convictions, felony, criminalization, but also loss of employment itself.
Harry, the investigative reporter for WJLA, asked Delegate Guzman, "Do you think this infringes on free speech or religious freedom at all? There might be some people of different faiths, whether it's Muslim or Catholic, who because of their religious beliefs don't believe in affirmation of the LGBTQ issues when it comes to their children." To which Guzman said, "I've been asked that question by knocking on doors. The Bible says to accept everyone for who they are. So that's what I tell them when they ask me that question, and that's what I will continue to tell people. You know, we all have a commitment to God, and for those believers out there, we know that there's life after life, and there's going to be a conversation between that person and God, and that's what we're after, to go by what the Bible says. It's not my job to judge anyone. It's my job to help people."
First of all, this is blasphemous because the Bible does not say you accept people for who they are. You accept people because they're created in the image of God. People may declare themselves all kinds of things. We don't have to accept that. There are people who think they are to rule the world. We don't have to accept that. There are people who want public display of nudity. We don't have to accept that. There are people that want to kill babies in the womb. We don't have to accept that. You are who God made you. God made you male and female in His image, not who we say we are. We accept people because of who and how God made them. Secondly, she makes the statement, we're all committed to God. My goodness alive, what last poll did she not read? The rising number of people who declare to be atheists. They don't believe in God. Now, that's a nonsensical statement, but the reality is they're telling you they're not committed to God. So how out of touch with reality is this elected official who says we're all committed to God? No, we're not. The fact is we're not all committed to God, and we're not all committed to God the way God says for us to be committed to Him, who is so committed to us that He gave His Son to save us from our sins and that we might be redeemed. Thirdly, she says we're all going to go to meet God and have a conversation with Him. No, we are not going to have a conversation with God. That's going to be a one-way declaration. It's appointed unto men once to die, and then not a conversation, but the judgment. But God has set up a way for conversation now, where you confess your sins and put your trust in Christ alone as Lord and Savior. And finally, Tom, she says, it's not my job to judge. Well, then why are you criminalizing parental behavior that says we want to take care of our children and protect them from sexual predators? And now you attack the church through this twisting of Scripture, blasphemous declarations from Scripture, and then nonsensical statements such as, in my view of being a Christian, we're not to judge. And that's exactly what you're doing. You're making a judgment. Life is making judgments. The point is, what judgments are we allowed to make? We have our judgments circumscribed by God through His Word. And I can't make the judgment for a father and mother what to do for their child. I can talk with them. I can teach them. I can debate with them. I can converse with them. I can pray for them. I can minister to them. But I'm not the father. And here is the church. Here is the state. And here is the family. And as a legislature, you are supposed to take the law of the land, which affirms life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that is defined in the law, not by your current ideology. We have now declared that sexual anarchy is the ethic of the day that must be protected. And we will criminalize parents who will tell their children, no, God made you a boy, and God made you a girl, and now we're going to help you learn how to live that way. God is God, and we are to surrender to Him as He has created us, and as He has granted us salvation if we come to Christ, and as He sustains us with life and breath. Let everything praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Harry, tomorrow is Friday. We return to our special feature for Fridays, Ask the Pastor. If you would like to participate in our Ask the Pastor feature, send your questions concerning the issues of life and what the Bible has to say about them, or perhaps just an explanation of what a particular Bible passage means. Send your questions to askthepastor@briarwood.org. Well, do join us again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.